I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, 55 degrees.
And a crash eastbound 201, 5600 West. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. Just over 2 weeks until those who live in Salt Lake City cast their votes for mayor. And the two candidates debated on some of the big topics today, like why does Utah have such a high youth suicide rate? Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live in the KSL elections desk with a debate breakdown.
Jeff, Senator Luz Escamilla says that issue is multifaceted, citing high altitude, bullying, LGBTQ youth not feeling safe, and the need for more school counselors.
Having a health care provider, a mental health or a social worker available is critical, is because they can tackle them right away. They can build a relationship with those children. So when you don't have someone to build a relationship with, that's part of the issue.
Erin Mendenhall took issue with Utah's culture, and specifically conversion therapy.
I think that the culture that is supporting that kind of narrative with our youth that doesn't accept them for who they are has to be stopped. And I will stand as much as I can as the mayor to help make that change at the state level.
The pair also debated housing and homelessness and sparred over who's to blame in the Inland Port controversy. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And more Utahns now disapprove than approve of the job our two U.S. senators are doing. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
UtahPolicy.com says 51% either strongly or somewhat disapprove of Mitt Romney. It's 47% disapproval for Mike Lee. Break down the numbers, and more women like how Romney is doing, while those who said they were strong Republicans really like how Lee is doing.
The same poll shows Utah's one Democrat in Congress, Ben McAdams, has the only positive approval rating from voters in his district. So, what does this mean for our two senators? Joining us live is KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul, is this lack of approval really a big deal?
For now, probably not. Mike Lee is not up for re-election until 2022. Mitt Romney, not until 2024. So it's way too early to think that they're in really any political trouble. Hinckley Institute of Politics Director Jason Perry says there is a big difference in support from strong Republicans between the two. However, the overall disapproval ratings are about the same.
It is not just about President Trump. It's more a reflection about how Utahns feel about Washington.
But what about the news about Romney's secret Twitter profile? Perry says Romney's critics are not going to like it. Others, though.
It does cause dissonance. It does cause confusion.
And political science professor Tim Chambliss asks, if Romney was going to like posts critical of President Trump, why not just do it as himself? Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:32. A rancher was hoping to sell a prime bull for $5,000, but now he's looking for its killer. What happened, Todd?
Jeff, the Utah rancher returned home to find his Texas Longhorn bull and Black Angus steer calf shot dead. Now he's looking for answers. He says both animals were inside a fence on a Mayfield ranch. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik on the timing.
Owner Mark Meekum says when he got home last Thursday morning, both animals were already dead from gunshot wounds. He has no idea who would have done this and adds that it's totally uncharacteristic of their small community of about 600 people.
The San Pete Sheriff is investigating, and Meekum is offering a $2,500 reward for any info that leads to an arrest. President Trump threw shade on impeachment again today. Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, as Democrats zero in on abuse of power in their impeachment inquiry, President Trump is criticizing the hearings, but he says at least Democratic lawmakers are sticking together.
They stick together. They don't have Mitt Romney in their midst. They don't have people like that. They stick together. You never see them break off.
Romney has criticized the president for his policy in Syria. The Senate's top Democrat is asking intelligence officials to protect the Ukraine phone call whistleblower because he's afraid the president will expose that person. Chuck Schumer is asking the director of national intelligence how they are protecting the whistleblower because of what the senator calls the president's threatening remarks about the people who lawfully exposed concerns about the president. Facebook CEO says the social media giant is better prepared for election hacks.
We built systems to fight interference that we believe are more advanced than what any other company is doing and most governments.
Mark Zuckerberg says that includes identifying and taking down voter suppression pages and requiring political ads to provide a government ID and where they are based. And the nation's three biggest drug distributors and a major drug maker have agreed to an 11th hour, $260 million settlement over the terrible toll taken by opioids in two Ohio counties. Now, the action averts the first federal trial over the crisis. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Central Park in New York has plenty of statues of people who left their mark in history, but not a single one honoring a woman. A correction for that is coming.
In New York Central Park, a new monument depicting three pioneers in the fight for women's rights was approved by the City Commission Monday. It will be the first honoring the history of women in the famed park that has nearly a dozen statues dedicated to men. Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Sojourner Truth will be part of the sculpture. Truth's likeness, an escaped slave and abolitionist, was added in response to criticism that African-American suffragists were initially excluded. The statue will be dedicated next year, marking a century after women won the right to vote. Michelle Franzen, ABC News, New York.
KSL News Time is 4:35.
Well, we've almost made it through Friday. I'm a little optimistic. We've almost made it through Monday. Len Thomas, what's the traffic?
Well, slowdowns. It's a Monday in Davis County, northbound 15, Kaysville to Antelope Drive. And then you've got some congestion southbound traffic as you make your way southbound I-15, South Salt Lake to the South Interchange. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Friday, Monday. What's 5 days among friends? And what's the best apple in the produce section? If you said Honeycrisp, get ready. There's a brand new, never-before-seen apple variety coming to your grocery store. Stay here. My Minute of News is next.